This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in April the 2nd of this year. We're talking no other than Gen Oil Inc. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol GNOLF. They are a provider of world-leading hydroconversion fix bed technology of upstream and downstream oil and gas industry. And with us today, we're very fortunate to have the CEO and chairman of the company, Mr. David Lifschultz. David, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. I'm glad to be on.
You know, recently you had a couple of press releases out here in the month of July. One, tell us about the two contracts that you signed for the advisory service for the Yukita, Siberia, and Russia. What does that mean for Gen Oil?
The two projects total an estimated potential 1 million barrels a day. One is in Yakutia, Siberia, with access to pipelines to China and to the Pacific Ocean. The other one is in Astrakhan, and that also has a pipeline to China and to the Caspian Sea. They're in different parts of Russia. The Brent price today is $66.52. The 20-year estimated life of these fields would generate at $66.52 $485.6 billion. Now, that is an estimate, and if it's proven and it generates that, we think that the advisory fee will be based, which is on a percentage, advisory fee will be based on the estimates first, which would be a much lower price, and then there'll be a second payment based on if the field produces the 1 million barrels a day. Now, we have as partners in these two fields. In the Astrakhan field, we have one of the two largest banks in the world as a partner in the putting together of the deal with a major Chinese oil company and for the funding. So the bank, of course, has the ability to fund the project. And that bank has 453,000 employees with $4 trillion in assets. And J.P. Morgan has 256,000 employees with $2.35 trillion. So it's a $2.35 trillion. So it's a smaller bank, almost not half the size, but a little bit more than half the size of the Chinese bank. And this is the scale that Gen Oil is working on. And we think this project can be completed with signed contracts with an oil company and funded in about 60 to 90 days, for which we would receive a commission on the initial price. We think it'll be in two stages, as we said. And then later we would have a later price. The first price could be anywhere in the neighborhood of $15 to $30 million of revenue generation for Gen Oil, and the latter price could be in the hundreds of millions, should it produce, as we think that it will, and as it's estimated, the million barrels a day for 20 years.
Last time you were on the show, we talked about Aramco. Could you bring us up to date on the $50 billion upgrading project there in Saudi Arabia?
Well, we understand that the Aramco project for going public or an IPO is back on track. And we think, and it's our interpretation and in discussions with people in Saudi Arabia, that the $50 billion loan to Aramco that would be made in order to pay for the project, which would essentially drill the project, build our upgraders, build the pipelines and pumping stations and the port, another port like Ras Tanur, if that's not large enough. We think that this will be tied in probably very closely to the IPO, and we're getting vibrations that this may be starting to go shortly. I want to discuss we're probably going to discuss shortly, but I want to tie into the discussion the magnitude of the Saudi project, which is 3.5 million barrels a day, and the proposed commission or royalty for our process would be $3 a barrel, or $10.5 million a day, something near to $4 billion per year. 10 times earnings, that would be potentially $40 stock for General. Now, the shipping industry, which is we've discussed in press releases for General and on this show, which would probably have been the subject that we talked about after, shipping industry has probably no more than 3.5 million barrels a day of oil that they use, or bunker fuel that they use for transporting goods across the sea. And that 3.5 million barrels is spread over thousands of users. So the largest shipping company in the world is Maersk, with only 700 ships out of 55,000. And the others is sprinkled amongst 55,000. In order to develop the 3.5 million barrels a day, General would have to call on a multitude of different companies to try to gather them in. And most of these companies we found did not want to spend the money, even the giants, because of the pressure that they were under in the industry based on low rates that they were already generating, low rates for their transportation. Now, we then decided that we would go to the large commodity traders, the giant traders in Switzerland, or we would go to countries like China and offer their shipping industries an exclusive so that we could at least gain a major factor in the industry. And through those companies, let's say in China or the trading company, we could generate, they could grow the industry because they would have, in relation to their competition, a price for their oil, probably 20% of what the others are going to be paying with gas oil, which is a much higher rate, which the gas oil price is, last one we looked at was $625 a ton, and the bunker fuel price was $406. But what's going to happen in 2020, January 1st, is the bunker fuel price will collapse because nobody's going to be buying bunker fuel anymore. So the $400 will probably collapse a ton to maybe $80 a ton. And the $625 a ton will be hit with 3.5 million tons, 3.5 million barrels a day of demand for that oil that would drive that price probably double to $1,200. So you have $80 against $1,200. In our process, let's say if it were $60 a ton, it would yield about a 10% price for our product versus the competition. Now, if a giant commodity trader took advantage of that with an exclusive with us, then that commodity trader would be able to compete against the other commodity traders with a lower transportation cost, seeing that fuel is half the operating cost of a ship.
Absolutely.
So with that advantage, they could theoretically start buying in other shipping lines who could not compete, and take over more and more of the commodity trading business. So a commodity trade, for example, has two factors. One is the price of the commodity, which is highly competitive. And on the fuel, they would be saving 80 to 90% of their fuel charge, and that would make them able to outbid every single commodity trader. And it would also, if they were to buy into the shipping lines that didn't avail themselves of our technology, and this group would now have an exclusive, they would be able to buy them out because they wouldn't be able to compete. So we took that approach because it became impossible to interest the general public of shippers, shipping companies, because they were under financial pressure and they didn't want to invest in our technology. So we are in talks with one of the giant commodity traders, and we are in talks with the Chinese shipping lines. And if we can work out a deal, then we will give one of those or both of those an exclusive. and that's how we intend to market it. So that's a kind of a
David. We have about a minute left for the show, and I want to get to my final question. You put out a press release. I just want to know what's the newest regulations on Mexico. If you could bring us up to date on that project, and also maybe just shortly tell us about your new processing patents that you guys just put in.
Well, as far as the Mexican is concerned, we were recently came to an agreement with the Mexican Institute of Technology relating mostly to oil and gas industry, which is vitally important in the sense that the Pemex of Mexico, the oil company, gives them great credibility. So this gives our technology credibility in the eyes of Pemex that we are approved and we have an agreement with this technology company. As far as the new patent, that will drive down. That's a new addition to our patents, and that will reflect a significant cost savings in the general upgrading process that we will be able to achieve, and of course have a guarantee that other people can't copy it since it's under patent.
My guest today is David Lifschultz. He is the CEO and chairman of Gen Oil Inc. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol GNOLF. David, I want to thank you for stopping by. It's always a pleasure to have you on my show. This is my personal opinion. I think for the first time, they're going to go from pre-revenues to revenues here in the next 6 months. I think the stock is undervalued here around 2 to 3 cents. Maybe pick a little bit up here. David, thank you so much. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days. Give us an update on your company.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be able to tell you, which we're confident that the sales have been made. And we'll be able to celebrate.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.